Hello, welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. I am Dana Daniel Ziggy. Thank you for joining us. Nigeria is blessed with so many rivers, and for that reason is privileged to explore water transportation as an option for others. Niger State is one of the states in the country that has latched on water transportation, bordering on the large body of water in the area. But it is also a state that has seen so many boat accidents in recent months. These incidents have led to significant loss of life and property, raising questions about safety standards and regulations. Let's hear an update of Niger boat mishaps from our reporter in Niger State.
My name is Abubakar Akute, Niger State correspondent with Daily Trust Newspaper. First and foremost, we've had three different boat mishaps this year. First one happened in August, first week of August in Shiroro, between Zumba and Kaduna. People were conveying bags of rice to Kaduna when the incident happened. In that one, no life was lost, but 360 bags of rice were lost in the water. And then we had second one on the 29th of August on Zamare River, between that's Agora local government area of Niger State. The farmers were traveling from Niger to Kebbi when the incident happened. Six lives were reportedly lost, and others were rescued. And then the recent one happened on yesterday, that's Sunday, in Gbajibo village, Mokwa local government areas, where a boat conveying over 100 farmers to their farms capsized on the way. And as of yesterday, 26 dead bodies were recovered from the water and were buried, and 30 people were rescued alive. As of today, I just got an update that 6 more bodies, dead bodies, have been recovered. And one of the victims, a woman I just spoke with this afternoon, told me that she lost 16 members of her family in that mishap. So, and all of them are in trauma now. Now, the question, the cause of this mishap is that the Niger State Emergency Management Agency has confirmed yesterday that that Omokwa local government happened when the boat collided with an underwater storm. Due to rising level of the river now, and because of heavy downpour now, the drivers hardly see where some woods are in the water. So that the boat collided with it, and then it suddenly capsized, leading to loss of lives. And then up to this moment, until rescue operation is still ongoing to in search of the remaining people.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Yes,
I just wanted to add, you talked about rescue operations. What would you say is the level of, you know, how is it happening? Is it swift? Are they, who are the people who come to the rescue, and are they fast enough?
The people who come to rescue, the first filler we had were local divers. Those are from the riverine communities. They are who are swung into action to rescue their members of their communities. However, State Emergency Management Agency also told us that Marine Police yesterday also joined in rescuing the victims. As the challenge is that some of them told us that the rescue operation is done locally. There are no technologies, there are no modern equipment to head their operations. Mm-hmm. However, this morning I spoke with one of the women told me that the major challenge they have is that even the life jacket government has been talk about distributing to local farmers and to riverine communities are not enough. Where you have hundreds of people traveling on water, you hardly get up to 50 life jackets that they will use. Children, women are all vulnerable. They enter canoe without life jacket because not that they were not willing to use, but they are not actually available.
Okay. So with all of this happening, has there been any level of decrease in using boats as a means of transportation? Have people held back, or people in the community don't have any option but to continue?
You know, there are people, there's no reduction, because there are riverine communities that there are places you can go without traveling by water. You won't get there. Like the Mokwa local government, they were traveling to the other side of the river where their farms are. They were originally in the other side of the river, but because of incessant flooding that displaced them, they were now relocated to the new Gbagbo. So their farmlands were all on the other side of the river. So that was where they were going. They go there on regular basis to work on their farms. So it was the same journey they embarked upon yesterday. That's on Sunday morning that resulted in this disaster.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
More question to ask.
Okay.
So have you guys seen any, would you say there has been any effort from the government to see to it that measures are being taken to reduce these accidents happening frequently?
As of yesterday, the governor told us that he has directed the Niger State Emergency Management Agency to respond quickly and do what is required to ensure that to avoid the future reoccurrence of this similar incident. It's the same narrative that have been dished out of the part of government each time we have this kind of incident. Last year, we have a series of boat mishaps. This year, the same thing. So each time is the same promise that government makes, and through the Niger State Emergency Management Agency, they are doing their best anyway, but they need to intensify efforts in doing more, because the truth of it is that these communities, there are places you can't go by road; you just have to go through water, by water, and these people, their means of livelihood also largely depend on water. Most of them are fishermen and farmers. Like that of a Sunday incident, they were going to their farms on the other side of the river, which they will not have access to by any other means of transportation without except water transport. So it's something that government cannot stop. They cannot stop traveling by water. The only thing government can do is to provide measures. And one of such measures, which our residents say is not enough, is provision of life jackets.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
That was our reporter in Niger State speaking. Hearing this update begs to answer the question of what really causes the strings of boat mishaps in Niger State. Let's listen as we speak with Sirkinrua, also known as traditional lifeguard in the area.
My name is Yaya Sirkinrua. Okay, the thing was they bring the timber. Now, overload. You want to do overload now. They cannot pack like 20 people. Now, then they do overload. They carry like 40 or 50. Now, so if cannot do overload, then they bring that thing. But we need support, another canoe. Well, all my orders, they carry that, you know, go to patrol, like that big engine like this.
So what have you done as a community to reduce this issue of overloading?
With the gather people, with the talk down about that overload.
Okay.
Not the reduce the overload. Not the reduce the overload. Not say the breeze. If breeze comes, that's enough or no. Understand, ba?
Yes.
Now, if person start working with motor, the town husband will come. That's enough or no.
So why do you think most people do the overload? Is it because there are limited number of canoes?
I know, say they give it to the farm market. They give it to the farm market now. Any person where you live and say you no go carry, the person they best. But when they talk and say, may they enter canoe, may they do overload. So if you say, take your budget, support that canoe, so you will see follow on back. So not get another canoe where they spoil. We need to go and make the effort of it. Let them bring another canoe where they do patrol for us.
That was a traditional lifeguard speaking about how some factors like overloading and challenging water conditions contribute to boat mishaps in the area. Now let's take a break. And when we get back, we will speak with a resident as he gives us more insights. Welcome back to Niger Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. On today's episode, we look into reasons why boat mishaps are reoccurring in Niger State. Earlier on the show, we spoke to our reporter in Niger State as well as a traditional lifeguard. Now, let's hear from a resident as he gives us more reasons responsible for boat mishaps in Niger State.
Yeah, my name is Isiaku Abdullahi Mohammed. Let me cut it to you briefly. What is happening is they don't have land boats. They don't have any, the engine carrying the passengers are out. They don't have life jackets. And those in charge of protect the activities of saving the lives of those people have no boat, boat on ground that will assist them. When anything is going to happen, maybe they will call them and they will a little bit quick and save the life. They don't have any prime boat there. They have nothing. That is the main reason why all this incident of capsizing is happening. Maybe if the boat is carrying 100 people, you understand, and maybe bandits decide to attack them, they will take about 150. And it is an old boat. Something bad will happen on the road, in the water. So no boat to assist them. But, for example, if they decide to have a new assistant from government, maybe they decide to have a boat or engine boat from the government, I think they will have a relief. An issue like that. So what we are begging the government to do, please don't let them assist them with a very big boat that will take maybe 100 to 150 offline boat.
Okay, so besides the issues with the boat, are there other factors that you think can be blamed for this boat mishap?
There's no other factor. The only factor is that let the government assist them with either flying boat or passenger boats. If the government will provide them with this, flying boat, passenger boat, and life jacket, I think that is the only remedy. They don't have life jacket.
So you're in this community right now, and this happened 2 days back. Do we still have boats plying that water, or has there been a stoppage in that business until something is done?
No, they have boats. They have many. I think if one decides to capsize, because let me open it out to you. I think we have about maybe we have about 500 to 700 people in across, and definitely they must come to this across to buy food items to go back to their place and eat every week. Then tell me, if we keep on without government assistance, we'll keep on losing people every week. Or anytime maybe the rain wants to fall, something bad may happen. You understand?
It's evident that addressing the issue would require collective efforts from all stakeholders. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us on 091-38933390. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at @daily_trust and Facebook at @dailytrust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 091-38933390. Bye for now.